You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke a little bit earlier with the Labor Education Minister, well, the New Zealand Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, talking about yesterday's teacher supply package announcement, and we also touched a little bit on the announcement that next year there will be a review into the NCEA. So, to get things started, yesterday, Labor released $9.5 million teacher supply package. You'll say National's answer to the problem of the nationwide teacher shortage was late and panicked in the election. The plan you inherited from them included an extension to the voluntary bonding scheme of $17,500 and a grant to all Auckland schools. Labor have cut this down to $10,500. I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the cause behind this.
Well, one of the problems with the previous national government's announcement that they were going to extend voluntary bonding to all schools in Auckland was that they didn't budget any money to pay for that. So when we arrived in government, we found that the cupboard was bare and there wasn't any money to do what they'd promised that they were going to do. So we had to look at what money could we find in order to help with teacher supply and what was the best way to spend it. And looking at their decision around extension of the voluntary bonding scheme to all schools, it wasn't necessarily going to help us increase the number of teachers in classrooms, and that's actually what we needed to do as quickly as we could. So we put together a package that costs about $9 million, and that's basically focused on getting more teachers into classrooms.
$9.5 million doesn't seem like a huge amount of money for this issue. Do you not think that there could have been more spent here?
Well, the issue is there's a limit to how much you can spend in the short term. Mm. Ultimately, this is a long-term challenge. It takes, up to 3 years to fully train a teacher and get them fully registered. And, we can't do that over the Christmas holidays. So what we were looking at is what can we do in the short term just to try and provide some relief for schools who are struggling to recruit teachers in the new year. But then we do have to look at that longer-term situation of how do we train more teachers? How do we make sure that we're increasing the number of teachers? We're kind of facing a perfect storm in the sense that we've got a growing population, an increasing number of teachers who are over the age of 60 and they're nearing retirement, and a decrease in the number of people who are completing teacher education qualifications. So it's all of those things add up to what's going to become a pretty critical situation unless we get on top of it very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is definitely, it's been acknowledged this is the first stage in the process. What is to be expected next? What is the next stage?
Well, the next stage is looking at the overall demand. So we've got to get better data on how many extra teachers are going to be required. And then we've got to look at, is our current initial teacher education, our current teacher training system, meeting the need? So that's work that we'll be doing with urgency in the first part of next year. And then, from that you'll see further announcements.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how this package will impact Māori and teachers of Te Reo Māori.
Well, we've agreed to extend the voluntary bonding scheme to teachers of Te Reo Māori because across the country, in fact, that's an area where we've got a critical teacher shortage everywhere in New Zealand. So we want to see more teachers entering into teaching Te Reo Māori. And one of the challenges that, of course, we face with that is we don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul, so we don't want to take Te Reo Māori teachers out of Kohanga Reo and Kura Kaupapa, for example, to transfer them into mainstream settings, because all that does is shift the problem around. So we want to increase the number of Te Reo Māori teachers, and that's where the voluntary bonding scheme is quite a good incentive.
So how many are you expecting to be increasing it by?
Well, at this point, we don't necessarily know what the uptake of that is going to be. So we've agreed that we'll be, extending it to all Te Reo Māori teachers who meet the criteria to get it. So we can sort of forecast and model, but really it'll just be depend on who takes it up.
Right. So you're going to be scrapping National's controversial National Standards policy. How are you going to be tracking the progress of students instead without this?
Well, national standards actually don't do a good job of tracking progress now. Mm-hmm. They're not national, they're not standard, and they're pretty arbitrary. So what we have said to schools is use the tools that you've already got to measure a child's progress, and they have many, many tools to measure a child's progress, and use that as the basis to report to parents how their children are doing. And then over time, we will look at whether and how we might measure progress as a system. But for now, the most immediate priority was to get teachers focused back in on a child's progress rather than constantly assessing and filling in forms for the purposes of reporting, which was what national standards was all about.
There's definitely been some criticism from the opposition, as I guess you would expect, that there weren't, that there wasn't enough consultation before scrapping the national standards. Do you reject this claim?
There was a lot more consultation on our decision to remove national standards than there was on by the previous government on their decision to introduce them.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, had they consulted with the sector when they introduced national standards, they might have actually achieved something. But instead, we ended up with a very bureaucratic system that actually saw the reading, writing and maths abilities of New Zealand kids go backwards.
Okay, so moving onwards, just announced this morning, Labour will be leading a review into NCEA starting next year. Tell me a little bit about the reasoning behind this.
Well, NCEA is now well and truly bedded into the system.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to do a bit of a stock take a look at it and say, okay, what's worked well and what are the things that we need to build on in the future? I've got a concern that I think some secondary school students are being over-assessed and there's too much focus now on testing and assessment. And I think that the NCEA review is an opportunity to look at all of those issues.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay. All good, mate.
Cheers. You have a very good day.
Yeah, you too. Cheers. See ya.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.